We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Not me. It's really not me. It's absolutely y'all. Donkey of the day for Monday, May 16th goes to a young lady named Jania Douglas of Florida. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. I got a question for you. It's a simple one. What's on your bucket list? I don't have to explain to you what a bucket list is, do I? It's simply a number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to have or accomplish during their lifetime. I don't think I've ever technically called things that I've accomplished bucket list items. I'm more of a vision board type of person, but we all have things we want to do in life, okay? Some can be career-oriented, some can be personal, but we all simply have things we have historically wanted to do. And once we did them, we scratched them off their list. You know, we scratched them off our list. Angelique, what's been something on your bucket list that you scratched off?
What is something on my bucket list that I scratched off? A long time ago, buying a house.
Okay. Envy, what's something on your bucket list that you scratched off?
Traveling to South Africa.
Going to South Africa. See? Those are real goals. Those are accomplishments that make sense. They're productive. They're positive. Okay? They give you something to work towards. But people's bucket lists vary for a lot of reasons. And I can almost guarantee that Jania's bucket list is different, okay, than a lot of people's. All right? See, Jania was recently charged with fleeing and eluding authorities and failure to obey an order from a law enforcement officer when she refused to stop. Okay? On last Thursday morning in the Florida Keys. Let me paint the picture for you. Jania was driving a Toyota sedan, all right? She was speeding and driving reckless near North Key Largo at about 7:47 a.m. An officer turned on his lights and siren, but Jania did not stop, Okay, and she continued southbound until stopping at a three-way intersection. That's as far as that Toyota sedan could go. Now, what was she fleeing for? Did she have a warrant she knew about? Did she have a car full of drugs and guns? Was she under the influence of any narcotics or alcohol? Was there a dead white woman in the trunk? No. Her reasoning, her motive, was that she told the deputy that getting arrested had been on her bucket list since high school.
What?
I repeat, Jania fled and eluded deputies and said she did it because getting arrested was on her bucket list since high school. Let me tell you, I think she's 19 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Let me be clear. Yeah, she's 19 years old of Homestead, Florida. Listen.
Yes. What race she is.
First thing I want to know, Jania, what else is on your list? Okay, I know it's your personal bucket list, but you need to let somebody read over it to see what else is on there, because damn, man. All right. Also need y'all to know something. Hey, okay, Uncle Charlotte is old. Brother Leonard is old. I'm 43. My body different. I'm breathing different. If you don't know what line that movie from, you ain't black. But I'm saying all that to say, I don't understand what's happening no more, man. I don't understand this generation. I have no clue on what is happening anymore, but I'm not going to generalize a whole generation. We live in a world where we have to rely on the most unpredictable thing on the planet to keep us all safe, and that's human behavior. The only thing that keeps us relatively safe on this planet is the actions of each other. And we are living on this third rock from the sun with people who want to scratch getting arrested off their bucket list. So between this and folks who just wake up wanting to commit mass shootings, we doomed. But Jania, I want you to know something. You clearly can do anything you put your mind to. Now, other things you might set your mind to do, other things you might put on your bucket list might be a little more difficult than getting arrested, but I believe in you, and I hope that this situation lets you realize that anything you put on your bucket list, you can absolutely do. Anything you set your mind to, you can absolutely do. You just need to make some adjustments to your little bucket list, okay? Once again, I'm sitting here trying to understand the logic of something that is illogical, but it's not illogical. It's just Florida. Please give Jania Douglas the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
You want to play a game?
No, I don't, actually.
You don't want to play a game?
I don't want to. You know what? All right. I'm going to humor you to play a game, okay?
Here we go.
Let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is!
All right, let's do it.
Florida woman, 19 years old, driving a Toyota sedan, accused of fleeing a deputy, says arrest was on her bucket list since high school. Angela Yee, guess what race she is!
But she's definitely not black, because I don't think that's on our bucket list.
Oh, okay.
That's never been on our bucket list.
Okay. Angelisa says definitely not black. So what do you got?
I guess white.
Okay. DJ Envy.
Please arrest me.
DJ
Envy. I promise you I was doing something wrong. Can you please arrest me?
DJ Envy. A woman driving a Toyota sedan, 19 years old, of Florida, wanted to get arrested because she said it was on her bucket list. Guess what race she is?
Damn it, man. I was going black until she just had me, like, thinking for a little bit. Because black person don't want to get arrested, right? We don't
want to avoid it.
Yeah, we want to avoid
white
that.
White people got to beg to be arrested.
Yeah, you're right. But my gut told me black earlier, though.
See, what y'all always fail to realize when we do Guess What Race It Is, we have different categories. Maybe one day I got to just run down the categories.
What's the category?
But there's white.
White.
You know, we have Asian. We have Spanish.
Latino. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have black.
Black, right.
But we also got nigga.
Oh, powerful at work.
Engineer Douglas is what we call a young nigga around these parts.
Oh, man.
Powerful at work.
Damn it, man.
That's all this is. Okay,
who
powerful
raised her?
Niggas. The other niggas. What are you talking about? Okay.
The words of T.K. Kirkland.
But she can grow out of this. Okay, we all have our nigga phase.
But she got a record.
And by the way, the nigga phase is not just for black people. There's white niggas too. Okay.
They just can't use the word.
This was an act of niggatry.
The Breakfast Club.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.